Well, I'm sure most of you have seen the shit show of this. They don't even know what they're doing. Oh my gosh. I can't even. I mean, how many times does a story have to change? I mean, most of my generation grew up with cops, and we grew up with the detectives, where they literally showed you how it worked to be a detective. You got to see how cops worked, and you got to see how the detectives work. And we all became little scholars and knowing how to investigate shit. And now here we go and watch the FBI bumble around. And it's like, are you kidding me? Even some of the stuff that we learned from the detectives, like they'll say one thing and mean something else. Well, hopefully we get some answers. Well, let's just scare them a little bit. Maybe they'll lead us to the right thing. We can't even say that's what's going on. And just so we're clear, because I know what the conspiracies say. Again, for something like this to take place with the amount of information that's coming out with the distractions and guns and monies and things of that nature coming along and the video surveillance, it's just a whole lot of weirdness. Human beings are wonderful, wonderful smart creatures and can be evil, evil smart creatures. But none of them, and I mean there is no human being that can pull off a solo stunt like this. It's just impossible. Humans work as a group. And if an individual goes against the group has its defenses on to where they swarm the individual that poses a threat. And he entered a group that was overwhelmingly positive for Charlie, which means the likelihood of success is near zero. And that is why this is so unbelievable. Because the only way this gets pulled off like this is something with an extremely deep pocket to fund another group going against Charlie's group. So it's either a government or an extremely large entity. That's the only thing that makes sense. And nobody knows which one or how. We're going with the lone gunman. I don't have a whole lot of hopes that there's going to be some justice in that. I still think the kid's going to die. And I mean in a way of unjustly. I do not want to see justice carried out without a trial. I want it to be convincing that he was the one that did it. I do not want vigilante justice. Nor do I want to see a patsy, the sacrificial patsy. Now, I have done a lot of videos because there's just so much this week going on. And so many people, oh my gosh, it's a little odd. I've sit there and looked at so many stories this week that I've actually had to watch the video because I'm seeing things like demon or demonic something. I was like, really? They said that? And I have to go in. And people that I respected and have watched for the news for years are pulling this shenanigans. It's like clickbait on steroids. It's like, I thought we were done with this crap. Well, now I can't click on anything. I've literally, after seeing so much clickbait, I've just said, screw it. I'm going to go to YouTube and start watching what's really going on. Oh, Cash is in the hearing. I'm not even going to wait for people to tell me what's going on in the hearing because I can't trust none of them anymore, or at least for the past week, because it's been crazy. I've got to go watch it, which is why the news is such a profitable business if it's done correctly, because ain't nobody got the time to sit through all of this for hours every day to find out what's going on. Just a short version of it, quick and easy, that would be great. They really burned us. Really, really burned us. I sit there and talk to a good friend of mine, and for a person who is so apolitical, pretty much just an atheist when it comes to politics and anything that's the outside world, admitted to crying for days over Charlie. That even they are saying the world has changed. The world has changed. I don't know what is going to happen pretty much from now on. The human behavior says that when something like this happens, which is pretty much the equivalent of a JFK moment, you get a change in society. Now, the difference is this time we've got the internet and people are talking, which is why you have Netanyahu constantly coming out now and saying, we didn't do it, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Well, at this point, it's kind of like, well, prove you didn't do it. At this, it's the mentality of you are guilty until innocent, which is now where it's at. And there's no fighting that. You just literally have to prove you're innocent. And because we have the internet, the generations that are most affected by Charlie's death, which are the younger ones, are going to have the biggest effect as the oldest generation is dying off. Their sway on politics is shrinking as they get older and they die. And the younger generations are turning against the old allies. And you can assume rightfully or unjustly, I don't really care. This is just the human behavior that we're discussing of where it's going. Things will be different. The MAGA belief, the Christian belief, is what is going to win. Revival is here and it is happening. The only thing we do not have is churches. So I'm very curious to see now how the church comes together, because people are going to Christ, but the churches, as many of you know, have been taken over by the 501c3 crowd who refuse to have anything in politics and will do what the government demands, which is the positive narrative on all things on those that shall not be named. And when they believe that that entity has killed whom they considered to be like a Jesus figure, they're not going back to that church. They're going to a church that aligns more with the values of MAGA and the Charlie Kirk's version of Christianity. So we will see. Threats, part 3, crowd dynamics. Now, I wrote this and it's kind of lengthy because it's really hard to sit there and try and describe a crowd and how do you do that. And if you don't really have a good understanding of how water flows, there is no amount of words that I can write down that is going to help you to understand it. Which is why I'm hoping that just mentioning the word water, most of you will sit there and start thinking in that direction. But anyways, we're going to get into this. To start understanding how to recognize threats on the street and in public places, you must first understand the flow of a crowd. It's very simple. If you understand the flow of a river, you will understand the flow of people. People tend to follow the crowd. The crowd follows the path of least resistance. So if you think of each person needing one arm's length space for comfort, you will get an idea of which direction a large crowd will move and how fast they will move based on the landscape. We will use a group of 10 as a thought experiment. First is the group dynamic. For simplicity, we will describe them as a family unit. People tend to keep children between the adults of the group. The decision maker, or the manager, is in the lead. Bringing up the rear is the protector. They are watching the group and the path taken, looking for threats. The manager is also looking for the safest, most efficient path. Physical contact is employed in these situations to ensure eyes and ears are free for the most important task of navigation and threat assessment. A group of 10 takes a lot of space when traveling on foot. A train of people, 2x2, is the most efficient way to move a family. It keeps everyone in line of sight with a little head movement. The choke points of corridors, doorways, and narrow paths are easily navigated in this formation. So we all live by a social rule in the USA that we walk and drive on the right side of the road. We yield the right-of-way to the largest path, and we tend to move out of the flow when we stop so as not to cause rapids in our human river. Humans without clear centers in an extremely large path will tend to not only use the sides as a stopping area, but also the middle, where opposing flow is occurring. The middle is the most dangerous for losing not only belongings to pickpockets, but also for abductions. Unfortunately, our high-trust society has been eroded away. The flow of a crowd can be manipulated by the designers with well-placed obstacles. Bad people can also put obstacles in areas to divert a crowd to a much easier spot for no good. For example, a trash can cause an eddy to develop near the center, can slow down a crowd and push people closer to bystanders standing on the side of the area. And next week, we'll go into how to much better navigate those human rivers to get in and out of them quickly, and to avoid those ill-placed trash cans and human bodies that are trying to push you to dangerous areas.